happen if we would have stayed. Someday we will dream about today. Look back, wonder how it slipped away.
This is WMUC FM College Park, and you're listening to Narcoleptic Insomniacs on 90.5. And we're gonna hit you with a PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Hello. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, let's get situated.
Yeah.
Probably should have done that before. Okay.
Let me get myself situated.
We're getting situated. Hold on. I actually need to make sure I can hear you. Cause like.
Okay. Hello.
Wait, that was good. That was a good one.
Hello? Okay, okay.
Okay. So, this is Narcoleptic Insomniacs. We're back.
Yes. And do we want to, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Evil.
Something sounds weird. Hold on. Adjusting. Maybe it's that.
Hello?
Hey. Low-key, that other girl sounded weird, too.
Did you feel that? Yeah, but, like, maybe it's
fine.
It's the aesthetic. Like, maybe
we're just a little crunchy today.
Yeah, we like it a little bit.
It's a little crunchy. Anyway, so today our episode is titled Beware the Ides of March.
Beware.
Beware,
yes.
Because it is the Ides of March, and I believe the lore behind this is Julius Caesar was murdered on March 15th, and so there's, I don't know, it's like a Shakespearean kind of thing, you know, bad things always happen around that time.
It's like bad juju.
Beware.
Mm-hmm.
and I think of Mean Girls. When Regina George was compared to Julius Caesar, and Gretchen was like, we should just totally kill Caesar. wait, this sounds really crunchy. Wait, listen to the headphones.
Okay, I'm listening.
It sounds like crunchy. Like, I can't explain it. It's crunchy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Crunchy.
It is.
It's crunchy.
It's like there's like extra
what is that?
Feedback. I don't know.
Like, the slider's on.
Yeah, also...
It's crunchy.
Only one side of the headphones works.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's that. Okay.
Crunchy,
no, this
crunchy.
Is good. This is good.
I don't know, like, I mean, one of us needs to wear the headphones, but I kind of like it better without.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't text anyone that the show's happening, which means no one's gonna listen.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Our show is on.
Yes.
Listen. Oh, my God. My sister's hiding in the basement because I can see that's my bed because there's a tornado.
Oh,
and
terrible.
I just said, listen to my show. Okay, guys, listen to our show while you're hiding out because of a tornado.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Praying for you guys. Okay.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Wait, praying for, like, the tornado warning out there.
Have we ever had a tornado before?
Not that I can recall. That's weird. Tornado.
Tornado. It's the March 11th.
That's why. It's literally the Ides of March. So, okay. So basically, this was just a very, very topical idea. It just came to us in a dream because we've both been very, like, evil feeling.
Evil.
And March is just historically, I think, the worst month of the year. I'm so sorry to all the March lovers. It's so bad.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about, like, previous March 11ths or, like, like around this time of year.
Yeah.
And they've all been bad.
All of them. Like, okay. I mean, dare I throw out a few things, like breakup season, weather going wild, tornadoes, just a lot of, like, drama, I don't know.
Crazy lore, exams.
Exams, really bad stuff.
Really bad.
That, like, grief a little bit, and, like, death and destruction.
And rain.
Right, like, March is just... Actually, and February. I'm so sorry. February. I just really hate... Okay, my question, for those who really like this time of year, I just need to change your perspective. If you were to go back into your camera roll and look at who you were last March, February, whatever, compare that to who you were in, like, June.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you... look like a bum, low-key. Like, I don't know.
I always look like a bum.
I always look like February. A bum. I'm not doing anything. Mm. I'm not taking pictures. I'm not making memories. Like, it's not really happening.
No.
So,
yeah. That is our evidence
as to why
this is a terrible time.
Did that convince you?
I don't know. Or, like, try to convince us. Like, tell us why you
please.
Think this is an amazing time of year. Because I don't. I'm sorry.
I actually don't.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, someone's, like, listening to music again. That's okay.
Okay, happy
That's
for
fine.
You.
That's,
yes.
like, totes good.
Yes, girl.
Yeah, I was happy for you. Yeah. It's, like, the things that I'm relying on to cope right now are just very, like, unhealthy. It's a bad time of, like, I don't know. I'm trying to just get through it, and it's making me a little bit evil.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I will say the weather, not to talk about the weather, but it's been gorgeous.
But
to talk about the weather, because that is something to do with March. That is kind of goes into my strong opinions about March.
Yeah, and it's been, like, the first week that it's been over, like, 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
In a while.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like spring has sprung, and it has
spring
not.
Spring has sprung.
It hasn't
It's
even.
A false alarm, basically, and that makes me mad. I was a bit happy, like, for the past 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. Like, it's bound to happen. I was very happy. But usually, no, like, bad things kept happening. I had to really fight to be happy,
mm-hmm.
basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. The weather helped, but, like, I was fighting
for
my life. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, without further ado...
The Ides of March. Beware the Ides
Beware the Ides of March. Okay. I had some things to talk about.
Okay.
The obvious breakup season. I don't know if we want to kick off with that.
I think we should. Start off strong.
Because... I just remember, so I kept a diary in high school. I still have it now. And I don't know why, but high school me thought it was cool that I would write down, like, other people's drama. Because I was so lame.
Yeah, it makes you more interesting, you know?
I was just like, wow, this crazy thing happened to my friend. I wonder what this means for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just what life is. I don't know.
Am I just a huge gossip?
Right.
To
myself. So I would actually write down, like... This couple broke up. Like, I wrote that down, and I found it. And it was,
God.
I literally did that. So, I don't remember. I think that was about junior
year.
Like,
did you count? Like, how many?
I didn't count, but it was definitely at least 4.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. And they were all, like...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, and I don't even know 4 people now. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of people.
No, and that's actually 8, because it's 4 couples.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
No, but, like, what I wanted to say
yeah.
is that this, I feel like this, the reason why people break up so much in March, like,
mm-hmm.
my theory,
mm-hmm.
is that February
mm.
is when things start to brew. And then, like, yep. people start thinking about it. Like, yeah. we're, like, okay, like, Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah, that's
like,
a
that
big
was
one.
About, like, exactly, almost exactly a month ago. Like, yeah. people have Valentine's Day, and that's, like, a huge event. There's high expectations, and yeah. I think it leads a lot of people to get disappointed.
Uh-oh.
And then people March. Start to brew and stew.
Yes.
Because they don't want to break up on Valentine's
no.
Day. Nobody wants to break up on like, Valentine's wait. Day.
Yeah.
So they wait until March.
And it sucks.
And it sucks.
And it's, yeah, I do think there's something about February and March that's just a little bit evil and, like, you're very much in your own thoughts and things will brew.
Mm-hmm.
Like delusions.
Delusions.
will brew. like, I don't know.
Delusions.
I mean, we've all probably been there. I wish I was a bit more, like, reflective and kept track of some of my delusions. But, oh well, we're here. I know I have some this year. I had some delusions. and I don't know how much I care to share, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, and are they delusions? Maybe in like a month they will be, but right now they're real. so yeah, I think you're right. Like brewing and stewing.
Brewing
it happens.
Stewing.
It's been happening this past month. I don't know why. It's
mm-hmm.
because kind of life is terrible. Like we're just kind of always waiting until the next thing. Like, oh, I'm waiting until the weekend.
Yeah.
But now it's like we're waiting until spring break. We're waiting until color green to emerge, probably.
Yeah. Sometimes the waiting's too much and then you yeah. explode. Like.
Yeah. Mm. So then you start coming up with crazy ways to, like, alter your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying any decision you make is, like, objectively bad or good. Like, do you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Trust your gut. If March is telling you, if the Ides of March are getting you,
yes.
I mean, yeah, Shakespeare told you so, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, he saw this coming.
Exactly. Like, trust Shakespeare's intuition.
He probably had really good intuition.
Like, really good.
I mean, people say what they want about Shakespeare, but...
His stuff is still
know.
Relevant.
Like, I bet he was kind of witchy.
I bet he was.
I don't know,
I
though.
Bet he was.
This could be so wrong.
Like... I don't know.
No, actually...
He must be a little
was
bit.
He... I don't know, like, he wrote character... Okay, whatever. I don't even like Shakespeare like that, and I feel like I could still go on a rant about him.
I know, like, I'm not even obsessed with him. Like, I didn't have that, like, huge phase that some people
did in
high school,
yeah.
but, like, he's legit, like...
No, yeah, like,
yeah.
some of these... It definitely is still relevant.
Definitely.
Basically.
He's very relevant.
So, and now especially, but yes, and I also think there's the promise of, and this is our theory, and just observing life on a college campus,
mm-hmm.
March breakup, spring, April hookups, I don't know, or like couples getting together in like March, or
yeah.
April and May.
Or just like post-March.
Yeah.
yeah,
I think a lot of couples get together in when the weather gets warmer.
Exactly.
Just observing, I mean, this is a false alarm, but just the past few days, like everyone's been out on the street. Total potential for a little romance novel kind of trope to happen.
Yeah, like you drop your books and someone
oh no,
helps you pick
like,
them up. Like, help
right.
me.
Like,
oh
that
no.
would totally happen right now.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I got hit with a spike ball by a really cute girl. Like, what just happened? Like,
that's probably much like, higher chance, actually.
Yeah.
I live in fear
There's
on the quad
been
recently.
So many balls flying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, like, watch out.
Watch out.
Watch out.
But if you want to cook something up, maybe go out there and, like, expose yourself to the balls.
Yeah, maybe, like, try to get hit.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think that's a method.
Oh, my God. Wait, like, I saw somebody, like, on YouTube or something who would, like, do this whole thing where they would, like, fall in the street with some lemons.
What?
In front of hot guys. And they would, like, you know, to try to, like...
Will
like,
you help
pick
me pick up my lemons?
Like maybe you'll ask me out on a date. I don't know. And
that's
like,
so true.
Yeah, because, like, you can't be a terrible person when someone, like, collapses in the street and
no.
drops their lemons. You have to
no.
help them. Like, it's, like, societal.
That's really good.
You have to do that.
And I think the fact that it's lemons, because
mm-hmm.
if it's, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of another object.
I don't know.
Like, some stuff you don't really want to pick up. but like a lemon is so unsuspecting. It's so funny. Like, where are you going with all those lemons, girl? Like, that's a story. Yeah. I want to ask them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh my gosh. Like, isn't that so beautiful?
I really like that. Okay. Friend idea, like, everyone get together and buy lemons.
Yeah.
The lemons are going to be sold out at Trader Joe's after this episode. We have such an influence.
Drop them in front of your crush.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll help you pick them up.
So genius. And we know this.
We know this.
It's tried and true method.
Of course.
No, yeah. So that's a theory, too. I don't know, but maybe in the back of people's minds, I mean, spring is just symbolically, like, in literature and stuff, like, oh, change, whatever.
Yes,
so maybe people subconsciously feel that and they want to change, and it means they're going to break up and then really quickly get together with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or someone who's been single for a really long time finds their love in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like New Year. But warm.
More in tune with, like, nature.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, more about the outside than the inside.
Right.
Yeah.
New Year feels like a very weird time to just want to change your life. Like, it's January. I'm not going outside.
No.
Sorry. So,
no.
You know, that's part of the evilness of this time of year. I don't know. Is this fun? The Ides of March? I don't know. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay, my wallpaper. I just opened it. I set it to, like, this evil-looking character.
That you created.
I created it in Photoshop, which I was feeling a little bit evil with that.
I was feeling very evil. Guys, like, what is it with mansplaining?
This week. Uh-oh.
That's my evil. That's, uh-oh, like, at the heart of my evil. Because, like, there's only so much you can do, like... I don't have that many reactions in me. It's like they're like codes in your brain, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like they'll be like, okay, so you click on this button and it does this, but like don't worry because it says it right here. So then why'd you tell me to begin with, right?
Right.
But then like I have to be like,
okay,
thank you, like okay,
wow,
okay, oh my god, like yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
I get it.
And then like,
oh, okay,
so like what if this person keeps on going for an hour?
Imagine that because
that's what happened.
Yeah, we got a little Photoshop tutorial.
We got a little, oh gosh,
and it was quite
there was nothing you could do to stop it, like
no, it was quite bad.
That brought me evil.
Oh wow, I just like, oh goodness gracious, like that was so bad. And this is, I don't know, I've been feeling this with, okay, that situation at work.
Oh,
I agree. I feel like an NPC where I only have so many things to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, mm-hmm, and oh yes, okay, or like wow, that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just flip through those three phrases, like, mm-hmm, and I don't get a single word in because it's not my place technically, or
oh
something,
my God,
like,
yeah,
that, even though yes it is your place.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that reminds me, you know what happened to me today?
Mm.
Someone was like, oh, you know, like, well, she sent me an email replying to, like, whatever. I like, asked her to do something. She was like, no, you know, like, I don't think we're interested, whatever. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, okay, yeah, but no, that's totally fine. And then, like, 30 minutes later, I look in my email, and another email pops up from my supervisor, and he, like, corrects me. And he's like, so, like, you know, like, actually, like, you know, if you do this, like, you could, like, still do this. And I was like,
wait, what?
Like, in an email, I just, like, responded to her, like, you just made me look stupid. Like,
oh my God.
Like, he responded as if I didn't already respond. And I was like, oh no.
Oh, so basically just disregard what Zoe just spent probably 20 minutes stressing out over.
Yeah.
Just disregard that because I'm going to come in here and save it.
And, like, he's a man, so it makes it worse because there's, like, that dynamic, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the power dynamics.
Oh, don't listen to her.
Mm.
What does she know? And it's low-key true. Like, what do I know?
I know. Like, why did they hate us?
Wait, what do I know?
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
I've been so, like, thrown off with my own self. Like, what do I... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I keep having people telling me, like, what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm believing it. And
mm-hmm.
But I'm I think what's different is that I'm aware that I shouldn't be believing it. Mm-hmm. But now this is like the stage of frustration where I can't necessarily do anything about it mm-hmm. except acknowledge it. You know, I guess I just have been thinking about like hobbies a lot. And I think this is part of why I'm so evil. I feel like I'm very out of touch with my hobbies. But then it's like, oh, but what are your hobbies? Mm-hmm. Oh, like name mm-hmm. five. Couldn't do that. Couldn't name five. Couldn't That's just me. Five. I'm just not a hobby person. And it's making me evil because I feel like I do actually have phases where, okay, I don't know. What even are hobbies?
I don't know.
But it's making me evil. It's like, oh, like, actually, what am I good at? Oh. mm-hmm. I just, and now my hobby is scrolling on my phone.
Yeah.
And I've been wasting so much time. My phone is dead right now because that's how much I've used it today.
Yeah, and mine's scrolling at like 5%, so I'm not much better than
it's
that.
An evil day.
It's an evil day.
When it's 8 p.m. and your phone is on its last life, no. It's an evil day.
It's an evil day.
Like, what was I doing? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically. Can I just say, like, going back to the naming five things thing, I, like, actually, like, I was thinking about this, like, last week, and I actually, like, can't name five things of anything. Like,
I can't even name five people.
Like, name five Radiohead songs. Like, what? Whoa. I can't do that.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Wait, like, I can't even name one woman. I probably can't.
Like, I'm just, like, not, my brain doesn't work like that. I'm sorry.
No,
like,
this is, I think, how the patriarchy works.
Yeah, that's how they get us. Like, I can't do it.
Can
I'm sorry.
You name one woman? No. I don't know. Like, imagine the like greatest pressure in your entire life.
I know.
Like, you're failing.
Why are you putting me on the spot? I should be putting you on the spot.
Right. I just don't. That's like such a. I don't know. Like, the psychology there is crazy. Like,
I know.
That will get me. That's why that works.
I know. Like, it's not the name five things. Like, okay, like, in a normal situation, maybe if I locked in hard enough, I could do that.
Yeah. But that shouldn't be an indicator of, like, who I am as a person.
No.
My, like, I don't even know what that would be called. My response to, like, time pressure. Like, I don't know. What am I, like, a little guinea pig in a lab? Like, the subject did not find its way through the maze quick enough.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
And those questions make me an evil person.
Yeah. So I was thinking about, like, okay, if you needed to call someone to help you with, like, this issue, maybe it's Photoshop, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, who would you call, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm thinking, would anyone call me for anything? Like, dang.
Oh, no.
That hit deep. I mean, I think they would call me for just, like, a good time. I don't know. Like, oh, she makes me laugh a little bit. What? And it's only, like, a few people.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Like an emergency contact
right.
kind of thing.
Would I be anyone's or emergency shoot. Contact for anything? No, like, okay, Zoe, I would call you if I needed help, like, low-key, like, thrifting or, like, putting together a fit
oh
or, like, mending
God.
Something.
Okay.
I would call you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
But that's, like, a really good hobby, and I just want to channel that.
Okay, yeah. No, I think I understand.
See what that. I mean? Yeah. I have nothing.
But, like, you
And
could,
some people
though.
Don't either. Like, other people have nothing. It's fine.
Yeah, but, like, I think you do have something. It's just, like, maybe not as, like, relevant.
It's not, like, a hard skill.
No, I think it's just maybe not as, like, relevant to the people that are around. Like, I feel like it's,
maybe.
like a hobby. I don't know. I don't think I'm describing this very well. Uh-oh. But it's, like, you know, like, okay. Like, maybe you're a guitarist in front of a bunch of knitters.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
like,
sure.
It's, like, I don't.
Oh, that's true. Like, oh, who do I know that could,
like,
play guitar?
Oh,
this one
know,
person in
yeah.
my whole friend group.
Exactly. And, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm explaining this very well. But I think, like, everyone does have, like, little hobbies that they do. It's just, like,
mine are freak.
No! No!
Okay, so I really need to go think about this.
Yeah. I mean,
but I also shouldn't have to change myself. Like, some people are just not destined to be, like, good at anything. How did this episode turn into this?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think, well, it's, like, trauma.
Okay, I think this is kind of all related, but only, like, two people get it.
Yeah.
And it's me and you.
Yeah, and I think we get it.
We do. This is definitely related to the Ides of March, but...
And being an evil person.
In a way that, like, if you know, you know.
Yeah. I suppose. Because I just think, like, me being an evil person is partially because of my own insecurities right now.
Right.
And, like...
So insecure.
Yeah, very... Yeah, like... Insecure about the hobbies, insecure yeah. about the way some men talk to me like I'm stupid.
And I'm yeah. embarrassed of the way that I, like, will go into it.
Really yeah.
quick. It's like a switch.
Yeah, I'm insecure like, hey. And embarrassed at my response to that. Like, yeah. I'm just, yeah.
Ooh, the party scene has been making me evil.
Ooh.
Okay, so funny story, anecdote. There was this, like, I don't know, it was my roommate's birthday. I don't even know if this is, like, appropriate, but we almost got in a fight with a man in, like, the men's bathroom, which, you know, like, that's, like, it sounds like a crazy path, like, how did we get there, but it made sense. So, there was we weren't doing anything, we were just, like, on a conveyor belt, basically. Mm-hmm. The women's bathroom was out of order. Apparently, mm-hmm. it smelled like the worst smell anyone had ever smelled.
Oh, no.
So, that prompted all the girls to go into the men's bathroom. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened that we were the ones that got a little bit caught.
Oh.
By a man that wanted to start a fight. And I was really angry.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then this girl was... there with, like, a knee brace, and I accidentally, like, got pushed into her, and she was like, watch out! I was like, why are you even here? Well, I'm sorry, did you get that injury in the last hour? Like, what is going on?
Oh, no.
Did you get that at the bar? Because I can give you a matching one on the other leg, like, yeah. I don't know, what do you want from me? Anyway.
The bar.
Huh.
Just, like, yeah, the bar. That sometimes gets me.
The bar is low,
and yeah, last night the bar was bright. That was really
the bar was high.
The bar was
bright. Yeah, essentially, evil. I feel like just like a lot of violence. Like mm-hmm. I was kind of pushing back in a way that I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of liked inflicting pain. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I get like that. I understand.
It's like,
no, I do.
Just don't get in my personal space.
Yeah.
Because I'm evil right now, and I might want to hurt you. Like, I might want to, and that's frightening for me as much as it is for you.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
Like, truly don't.
Oh, that's so funny. See, I feel like, yeah, you felt evil in, like, physical sense.
Yeah.
I felt evil in, like, a verbal sense. Like, I
was yeah.
yelling at people for no reason.
True. Just...
So, like, sorry.
Hooting and hollering.
Like, sorry. But also, okay, in my defense... You cannot hear a single thing unless
yeah.
you're yelling in there.
The default is yell.
The default is
but
yell.
But it's like, what are we saying?
But
it's like, are we yelling like, yes? Like, oh, yes. Or are we yelling like evil?
Yeah,
things?
Evil. Because I think I was really embracing that. My bad.
Sorry. You got eviled.
Yeah, but also like, yeah. There was damage being inflicted on me. I was
yes.
getting scratched. Like,
I
what?
Got scratched. And I got a shoulder to the head. I don't even think it was mine.
I got well, elbowed. Like, yeah. It's violence out there.
It was bad.
Oh, dear God.
And, like, it really... No, yeah. But I kind of liked it. Like, I
oh,
don't
no,
know.
Yeah, it
like,
was definitely
I kind
fun.
Of wanted to fight back.
It was, like, exhilarating in the way that it was, like, it's kind of an excuse.
Right. You can actually get a little violent. In there,
mm-hmm.
if you want,
mm-hmm.
if you just are, like, I don't know, why, I feel like I do get very, like, when things just seem to be, like, you were wronged, I just, like, can't let that happen, and it's a very weird, like, state of mind that I go into, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were in line, people kept cutting in front of us,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to be, like, I wanted to start something.
Mm.
Like, where does that come from? Because it's like, okay, objectively, you cut in front of us, and
mm-hmm.
objectively, we were here first, so we should technically deserve to, like, be in the spot ahead of you. And part of me just wants to, like, right that wrong in a way that would probably just do more harm than good. But the desire is so strong. It's like I get into, like, a frenzy. Like, I just want to be angry or something. See, it's so weird.
This is interesting to me because, like, how while I do get like that sometimes, like, in this, in that specific scenario, I was not feeling it. I was like, oh, no, she just cut. Oh, no.
Right. They kept cutting.
Oh, no. Let me, like, hide a little bit. Like, I don't know. Because I feel like I have two modes when it comes to stuff like that. It's either, it's opposite. Like, either I shrink away and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or it's like, oh, no, like, you can't do that. Like, no, we need to, like, figure this out. Like, so I don't know what that says about me. What about you?
It's weird. Like, this isn't the first time that this has happened. And it's these very specific situations that, I don't know, I can only think of, like, getting cut in line or, like, I don't know, but a very, like, oh, someone did something that kind of inconvenienced me. It will literally justify me, like, saying something when I never, ever, ever say anything otherwise. I think I've gone my whole life being a little bit passive and just, I don't know. So it's like, oh, no, because maybe I just have some strong role models in my life and I just want to, like, emulate that. It's like, they're not getting walked all over. Why should I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I don't even think that's evil. I think that's
fine.
I think
that's
justified.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think it was evil that they were cutting in front of us.
I think they're the evil.
I don't know. Like, it's a little bit funny. It's like a funny quirk that I have.
like,
oh, I'm so mad. Like, don't listen to her. She's just mad. It's fine. We'll be in the next 5 minutes. It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I actually, oh god, this is a jump scare every time. I think I literally wrote, like, I'm taking pleasure in, like, getting physical with people at the bar. Okay. We've already talked about breakups. Next, the obvious exams.
Ew.
If we want to pivot. Although, I also wrote down about, like, being sick and, like, this girl wanted, like, to, like, take a hit of my cigarette.
Oh.
And I was like, low-key, I didn't want to.
I could see it in your face.
I didn't want, I was like, and she's like, it's fine, like, whatever, man. And I was like, no, you can have it. And then I wasn't even thinking, and I was like, oh, yeah, but, like, I'm sick. And I kind of am glad that I said that,
because
she was like, oh! And, yeah.
The evil in you, like, laughed.
Yeah, oh, I was like, oh, wow, I honestly didn't mean to say that, but I'm really glad that I did, because, and she, I think she said, like, I guess I deserve that. And then they cut in front of us.
Oh, yeah, and she was one of the girls that cut. Yeah, that was really sad.
But whatever.
That was really funny. Just, like, the whole, like, line experience. I feel like there's always a little bit of evil in a line.
Yeah. Even if you're hyping someone up, even if you ask someone to, like, take a picture or something, like, they don't want to and they're evil.
It's a little evil. Like, of course you'll say yes.
There's a ranking. I'm in front of you, you're behind. Right. Like, oh, can I have a hit? Yeah, of course they're going to say yes. No. And then if I said no... But I was really close, and I didn't even think, maybe part of me wanted to say that I was sick, and I didn't think of it until later. That's what I'm going to go with.
See, I think the evil comes out in
it came out. That was probably the most evil thing to do, like, say, be like, okay, I'm sick, by the way.
Like, after the
so
fact.
Bad.
Because then you can't do anything.
Making them question their whole life for real.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. People get evil in the line.
Oh, yeah. All of us, really.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's really stupid. Just, like, the idea of a line. Like, it's just, like, we're all waiting to, like, get in somewhere to pay for something. Like, this is just so funny.
We're all just waiting for something. I feel like I'm always in line. Right now I'm in line for going home tomorrow. You know what I mean? waiting in line, waiting my turn. Like, yeah. I don't know. Waiting for the hour to pass a little bit.
Yeah.
Not necessarily this hour, because I love this hour.
No, love this hour.
But all the other hours, I'm really just waiting for them to pass.
I am suffering. I'm really suffering. But, you know, like at least here, like, there's no, like, road rage.
That's so true.
That's another evil that comes
out.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But, like, we're probably going to experience that, like, tomorrow.
Exactly.
You know? So it's very topical.
So the evil, it will continue. It's coming.
It will be something to experience. Just everybody, March 15th, like, actually watch out. I don't want to, like, I don't like putting a bad vibe on a whole day for no reason. Maybe you'll have a fantastic March 15th, but if you happen to just not have a good one, think to your old friend, old pal Will Shakespeare, like, and he'll tell you why.
Yeah, it Will. Was,
yeah.
Will Shakespeare.
Your old buddy.
I don't know. I just, that makes me think about, like, 2 March 15ths ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a really bad.
That was what really happened?
Bad. Wasn't that, like, hiking?
Oh my god, we went hiking on March 15th, and it was, like, terrible.
Yeah, low-key.
For everyone in different ways.
Yeah, like, let's both tell our each side of the story, because we have very different sides.
I don't know
of
who should
story.
Go first. I think if I go first, I will be evil. So I think you should go first.
I think... Please, like, I'm a victim of circumstance in this situation.
Low-key same.
I think we both were, but, like, on the opposite sides, right? So, okay, it'll make more sense once we tell it.
Yeah.
So, we start off, it's March 15th. This means it's time for prom dress shopping in high school. So, the girls get together. It is a massive group of girls. I think this is, like, the largest group of girls that I've ever been in. Mm. Like, in one place. And we're all looking for prom dresses. And it's so fun, like, whatever, during the day. We go get dinner, whatever, we're hanging out. We hung out, like, the whole day, like, whatever. At dinner, someone's like, guys, there's someone's throwing a party, like, in Wyman Park. Should we go? And then everybody's like, what? Like, yeah, like, I want to go. Wait, yeah, like, and everyone's, like, calling their parents, like, hey, like, can I go to this party? Like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, we're all making plans, but what has to be said is that we're supposed to go hiking the next day. Yeah. This is a scheduled thing.
Yeah.
We said we were going to do this. And I guess we were still planning on it. But everyone also wanted to go to this party.
So many circumstances, actually, that led to this moment.
Yeah.
Like, but that specific date and time for the hike. That also, like, isn't our fault at all.
No, basically a lot of effort went into planning this hike. And then not that much effort went into going to this party.
Right.
But the people wanted to go to the party more than they wanted to go on the hike. So we ended up at this party, but not all of us. And I think you should tell the part with, like, who the not all of us was.
Yeah, because, no, I think it's just, like, for me, I'm always free. and obviously, yeah, like, the more people you have to, like, accommodate, like, this was, like, the one freaking weekend and, like, the one time, because this specific person had this and that specific person had that, so it had ended up, like, we
the
had to plan this really early,
mm-hmm.
and also we had to go really early
and really far
and
leave,
really far
and leave really early,
and yeah, that's what I'm like, early in the morning.
No, but, and, like we had to leave, we had to go the hike early and then leave the hike really early,
right? So this was all
time crunch,
like. And that was not our fault. Like, if me and you were doing something, it's like, girl, let's go to this party, and then let's just not go, and then let's go, like, later.
Yeah, let's
whatever.
Give up. But no,
but
like,
so many different things had to happen.
Because, like, okay, one side really wanted to go to this party, but the other side was like, but, like, we're going on a hike.
Well, I think, actually, the side that was like that was me, And we didn't want to go because I actually just left really early that day because I was really overstimulated. And I was like, wait, Mom, can you, like, lie and say I have something to do? And then she came and got me, and I went home. And I didn't actually deal with any of this. Mm-hmm. But I was driving. This was, like, a thing.
Oh, yes.
Which, I don't know why. Maybe that, that could have been changed.
That was a lot.
But I knew I was driving anyway. And low-key, I don't care. But this other... And I think what happened was, like... I and the other people that didn't go to the party, like, just couldn't go. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't, like, maybe we wanted to, but, like, we just couldn't. Oh, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. No,
genuinely
I think
could
right.
not go.
I think you're
so
right.
So it was like, okay, well, can't go. So then it's like, well, why are they going? But it was like, I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. And this other girl couldn't go. Mm-hmm. Like, genuinely could not be there. Could not make it happen. So... Yeah. That's why there was so much anger, because I think there's a little bit of, like, jealousy, like, I wish I could go. I actually could have gone, and I just didn't want to.
No, yeah, like, I do want to say, like, I did not have my license, so I was being, like, genuinely dragged around, and this will be, like, very important, like, I did not go home that day, and that this is going to be very important for the rest of the story.
Wow.
Yeah, because, okay, like, we're at this party, whatever. The party's fine. Like, I don't... Honestly, it wasn't, like, the greatest party of my life. I had fun, whatever. Everyone had fun, whatever. We get back. We, like, really late. We go to sleep. Well, after we get back, where, like, someone's texting. I don't know. I wasn't really involved in this part, but, like, someone's mad at someone, and I don't really know why.
Yeah, no.
So, I'm, like...
No, and it wasn't us. Like,
no, and like, I don't really know why. Like, I don't know. Like, I think it was just like some.
Like, I actually don't know. Like, I know one person who was mad.
Yeah.
Who couldn't go to the
but
party.
I don't know, like.
But I don't know who the representative was.
I know, like,
on the other side.
I don't know why she was, like, mad at this, like,
because she was, like,
person.
Conferring to me. This literally doesn't make any sense
to
anyone.
No, like, it makes sense
Well,
to
she
us,
said,
though.
And then she said, and
yeah.
then.
But, like,
no.
This is such gossip. I love it.
So, okay. Mm. Then I was getting a lot of, like, insight as to what was going on because I was being, like, confided in.
Yeah.
And okay, I think I remember being like, honestly, like, I have to drive. If it's between me driving and me, like, not driving and canceling the plans, like, it was Harper's Ferry.
Yeah.
It was a good 2.5 hour drive.
It was really far and really early, might I add. Really
yeah, like,
early.
And that's just hard for, like, anyone. I think I left that morning and genuinely had a mental breakdown. Like, actually just getting to, like, this girl's house. I don't know what was actually, like, something was wrong with me that day. I was having a mental breakdown. I was like, I don't know how to drive and I don't know how to get anywhere. And, like, I think I, like, called my dad in the car and I was like, I just have no idea where I am. And, like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And I was, like, crying. And then I had to pick up a bunch of, like, hungover people and drive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yes. So back to the hungover people side, because they're also, like, really mad right now. And honestly, I don't really know why, because they had
yeah.
a good time. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're just, like, upset that this other person is upset at them.
Probably.
And, like, there's a lot of, like, texting back and forth. Someone, like, throws down their phone, like, I don't care about this anymore. I don't want to listen to her. Like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't care. And I'm like,
Yikes.
So, yeah.
Let's catch,
like,
some Z's.
I know. Like, let's sleep. We all go to sleep. We wake up. People are hungover. People got 4 hours of sleep.
Ooh.
People being me.
That's bad.
And, yeah, like, no, like, this is my own fault. Like, no remorse.
Because this is the thing with, I guess, situations like this. When you make decisions where it's, like, I have to deal with the consequences, but I'm fully ready for that. And maybe if you're not even dealing with the consequences, like, if someone's in a bad mood, but you have plans, but you force them to go on these plans, but they're in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Is it even fun?
Is it even
Should
fun?
You just not do the plans?
Yes.
That's kind of the thing. It was like, this girl wanted it to happen
so
bad that she was willing to go with people that just genuinely weren't going to have a good time.
Yes.
And it kind of, like, forced it upon them.
I know. Because then, yeah, like, we were at this place, like, hiking up a mountain.
A hill.
It felt like a mountain.
And we were rushing through it.
And we were rushing because this
other girl was having her little, I don't know, I don't even know what was happening, but she had to leave for some, like, undefined plans.
Which meant we all had to leave.
Which meant we all had to leave. Which honestly didn't really make any sense, but whatever. No. And so me, oh, I forgot to mention. So, like, remember the part where, like, I didn't get to go home that day? I was wearing Crocs.
Oh, wow.
And I had to walk up that hill in Crocs.
Oh, my God. No.
And, like, I was complaining the whole time because, like, what can a girl do? Yeah. But, like, yeah, like, it was terrible. I was at the back, and I was not even ashamed. Like,
it's
I
always
was, like,
the hike in the craziest shoes.
Yes. Yes, exactly, exactly. So yes, that was pain and suffering, but like somehow we made it in time, which honestly was amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even care. It's kind of like the minivan debt is like whatever, or like the minivan I owe. Anyway, yeah, no, that's just what keeps happening lately. It's like when. I think there's something about listening to, like, the vibes of and the moods of people. Like, if you make plans really far in advance about something that's a little bit maybe crazy, like a hike, you have no idea how you're going to feel that day.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're just in a bad mood? What if you don't want to hike?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But then it's, like, you have to stick to the plans. Like, it's so complicated.
It is.
And it makes a lot of people evil. And it gets even harder when it's, like, a massive group.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Like, honestly, yeah, I don't even know what the move is there.
I don't know.
I don't
like,
know.
Like, reevaluate or, like. Because wouldn't we have all had fun doing something a little silly and goofy? Like, oh, let's go and get, I don't know, let's go and, like, bake bagels.
Yeah.
To cure us.
Yeah. No, actually.
I don't know.
You know what I really wanted to do today? That day, I was really trying to push my agenda, which, like, would have never happened. But
yeah.
I, like, once we were there, I was like, that grass looks really nice.
Yeah, let's just sit
like,
on the grass.
Let's just sit on the grass.
That's so true.
But
that's more like it.
Somebody was like, no, we are doing this hike. And I was like, but the
wait,
grass.
But, no, I wanted to, like, go shopping in the little town.
Oh, my
sorry.
God.
And I wasn't even, like, tired or anything. Well,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah,
but.
We should have, like, split up into two groups. Then I wouldn't have, like, actually died. Because that was, yeah, that was really rough.
March 15th, everybody.
March 15th.
Beware. What is March 15th? Is it a Sunday? Is that right or wrong? I don't
probably
know.
Probably right. Today's
I don't even
Wednesday?
Feel like doing it. 12. Yeah, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
like day
cool.
of rest.
Sunday.
March 15th.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day is on...
Is exactly a week. Wait, almost a week from now, because it's Wednesday.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. That's what's happening.
Yeah, maybe after March 15th, like, everything will be okay.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I kind of have a feeling. I don't know. I really remember, like, I remember sophomore year, like, English class. We were so into Shakespeare. I mean, that was, like, the theme of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I don't know, like, Lady Macbeth. And she, like, killed people. And I believe it was... I don't know. But then I look it up. Like, I was really trying to research this. And really nothing was coming up. It was just, like, Julius Caesar was murdered. I don't really care about him.
No.
No offense. But...
Well, maybe a little offense.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, anyway. Like, it's kind of a theme. Like, I would totally set my little evil, like, play and story in March. Like, that just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
There's so much potential there.
Yeah. March.
March Madness.
March Madness. It is madness. What is, like, the star sign of March?
Pisces? Oh, no. I don't know.
I think it's Pisces.
Oh.
I have no idea what to think of a Pisces. I'm sorry.
Wait, like, I should know this. I was just talking about this with my brother, because his birthday's
in
March.
Is he, like, the fish?
I
Whoa.
Forgot. I'll look it up. I'm looking at the phone.
Wait,
okay.
I think it is...
Pisces. Okay, and I think this because me and my mom have a theory that people can sometimes be, I think this is a pretty popular theory, like people can be in the wrong star sign if they were born like too late or too early on their due date or whatever, around their expected due date. So my mom was born February 10th, but she was like 2 weeks early. So she thinks she should be a Pisces, and she doesn't resonate with Aquarius, and she resonates with Pisces.
Okay.
I don't remember why, though.
It says Pisces is early March, and Aries is late March.
Right. So, the cutoff is like the 22nd.
He's Aries.
He's Aries. Mm. Oh. No, yeah. Aries is like anger.
Aries is, yeah, a little like...
Fun fact, my moon and my rising are in Aries. I'm doubled up, so I'm kind of evil. Oh my god, I'm so angry and evil. That's literally why. I'm like, wait, why do I want to like push people down?
Oh my gosh. So funny.
Yeah, no. But no, we have this theory. If you were born like really late or early on your birthday, like I want to know. Wait, when's our birthdays this year? What day do they fall on?
That's a good question.
Saturday.
That's fire.
That's so good.
That's so fire.
I think mine might be Friday. Oh my god, Friday. Wait, we're getting
lit. Awesome. Oh my god. We're getting lit on our birthdays.
That's so fun.
I love that.
Just thought I'd like check.
I was born like, what time was I born? I think it was like 10:40 something.
At night?
At night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why would you be born in the day?
Nobody's born during
Nobody
the day.
Was. I was born at like 6 p.m., which I think is really random.
That's
like,
so funny.
Why?
Oh my god.
Terrible.
Yes, the birth, childbirth. Sounds horrible. Sorry, mom.
If anyone's giving birth right now, I'm sorry. I and know, you like, are probably
like,
so evil.
Girl, like, get you be. That epidural. Oh my gosh.
Be a little evil.
Be evil. Be evil.
You deserve it. Queen. Oh my god.
This is evil.
I'm really scared like, for the day I pull that up in class and it won't like go away. And it's like, oh no.
That's so funny.
My consumerist habits right now are very evil. I feel like I'm like the worst kind of like consumer right now. I'm the worst participant in capitalism. Like, I'm falling for it. All of the propaganda, I'm falling for it. New bathing suit, I want it. A coffee every day, I want it. A large corporation, like, that's all me. Like, you know I'm all about that. No, that's evil. And I think I'm trying to compensate. I'm trying to fill a hole in my heart with, like, brand names. Isn't that what everything is? I'm falling for the propaganda. Something about right now.
Shopping, therapy, same thing.
I'm literally falling for it, and it's working.
It's working.
It's patching the little hole. just for now, because it will be filled with, like, love and kindness and laughter very soon.
Yeah.
But at this very moment, during this week, I've spent a lot of money at Starbucks. And I don't feel comfortable saying that on the air, but I did. And that's horrible.
It's okay.
And I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
This is my public apology.
Yeah. I mean, you did it, so there has to be, like, a reason.
Look,
like,
okay.
The evil is, like there. Yeah.
I think it's either going to catch up to me in an evil way, or I will make amends and be, like, a better person because of it. And I think I just have to beat, like, the karma.
Yeah.
I have to beat the karma. I have to do something, like, way better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I really, like, I've really been loving the idea of karma recently.
Mm.
Just because, like, it, like, keeps me going. Like, something bad happens to me because of someone else. And I'm like, there will be karma that comes back to them.
It's
that
very
is another
funny.
Evil part of my soul. Like, I'm like, it'll just come back to them. Like, I just truly believe.
But I think it's good because it kind of encourages a little bit of, like, passivity. Like, you don't have to fight someone because they're gonna get caught in another way.
They're gonna get caught in another way.
That's
yes.
funny. Karma's a little evil, I suppose. Like,
karma's a little
truly
evil.
Believing, like, something evil is going to happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Like, it soothes my soul.
It's real. Like, it's just simply real.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think every decision is based on another decision. So if someone makes a bad decision, like, they're going to make another bad decision. And this time, someone else is going to make a decision that equalizes it.
Oh, yeah. the bad luck, like, compounds.
Anyway, yeah. Exponential growth or
but,
whatever.
Like, it scares me because it's like, does that mean my evil is gonna come back at me? Probably. So I'm gonna be a victim. And if you see me, like, dead somewhere, you know, like, I just went too far. And like,
that's crazy.
But like, is that a crime? Probably.
Wait, but then I think about, like, truly bad things that have happened to me, and it's like, did I deserve that? And I don't think I did. That's, like, the other thing I'll tell myself. Like, you're such a victim. You didn't deserve that. Maybe I did. No, I did. Something, I think I actually did.
I deserved it somehow.
I don't know.
It's like, victim of circumstance or karma. She had it coming.
She had it coming.
I don't know. It's either way.
Yeah, that's fair. She has it coming. I'm finishing it evil music.
She had it coming.
I think I'm gonna die in this house. Like, I don't know.
Wuthering Heights.
I don't know what else. Like, freaking. No, really, the music has been quite uplifting.
No, the, like, music is what's keeping me going. The music is a part of the whole consumerism thing for me.
Filling the hole
in
my heart.
Like, I'm definitely, definitely filling the heart. Because it...
Otherwise, like, what? Did you guys hear that? Okay. Anyway... Sorry. What were you going to say? Oh, no.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to say music helps me hide my face expressions. Because right now I'm a terrible person in the way that I am so bad at hiding, like, how I'm feeling on the inside.
Oh, my God.
Like, I...
This is so real.
I think I've rolled my eyes, like, 5 times today. And I am not usually the kind of person
that rolls my eyes.
Like, I'm... But, like, the music has helped me.
Yes, because then you can just pretend that everything is okay.
My life is a movie, guys.
It's okay.
Yeah, like, I don't need to roll my eyes because someone's walking too slow in the dining hall.
That's what I'm saying. I think the default... No, yeah, I will be, like, sighing. Like... Or I'll be... I, like, will mutter... That's the thing about me. I will use my words. But, like, I think, I don't know why, like, the default for me on the street when I'm walking and I have somewhere to be is, like, anger. Like, not in my, just in my face. Like, I have somewhere to be. I'm angry about it.
Exactly.
It feels like New York. That's why they all look like that, because they have somewhere to be and they don't want to go there.
Exactly.
And so you're going to try to get there really quickly. And have to navigate, and you're gonna be a little angry. It's not their fault.
No. Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah, I didn't leave earlier. I didn't give myself half an hour to stroll around. And whatever.
But yeah, the music helps.
Oh,
it's been helping.
Sunglasses?
Like, a last resort for me. Like I'm like, oh God, like, let me play something happy to make myself feel happy.
That's so true. Because otherwise, it's just like traffic and. I don't know, people saying things, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Okay, we should do our logs. Yup.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, this was it was a fun one, but it was an evil one a little bit.
Very, maybe like a lot, but that's okay. Like,
we're also trying a new thing where we don't promo. At least I was.
I was as well. Well, actually, no, I did post on our...
Oh, that's good.
...story.
But, like, we're not, like, high-key promo.
No, not, like, the whole, like, public story huge thing.
Because, honestly, at this point...
We're comfortable.
It's comfortable. I don't care who listens or doesn't. And if I care, I'll text you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a talk show.
Okay, I think that's about all we have.
It is 8:59.
Oh my God, we won't see you next week.
Guys.
Stay safe out there.
And miss us.
Miss us.
Yeah.
And we shall see you another time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.